A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hi, I'm Audrey, and you've tuned in again.
Welcome back.
But true.
And I'm Ash.
And we're the Siren Sisters. We have a mermaid-focused podcast where we recap, review, and sometimes rate. We rate it.
Yeah, definitely rate.
We rate mermaid content.
Woo!
Today we're going to recap and review arduous film for me to complete. Aquamarine from 2006.
Ooh, 2006! What an incredible year.
Man, I was a child.
Yeah, I was a strong, let's see, I was probably 11 when this came
right?
out.
Right? Like 10 or 11, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. I remember watching this when it came out, but I did not remember what happens, you know?
Yeah, see, I feel like I remember this so vividly.
Oh, see, I only remembered like the pool, and like her tail, and I think the beach, but like beaches are in a lot of movies, so I don't know. I did not remember this as vividly.
Oh yeah, I remember this because I had a DVD copy of it, and I remember like the cover, like obviously like the front white cover and stuff, but the plastic it was made out of was like an aquamarine blue, and so enthralled.
Man, bougie in 2006.
2006, baby.
They were like, we gotta treat our little princess. She needs this mermaid movie. No, we had some crazy stuff. I just don't think we ever had this one. All right. Well, should we just dive right in?
Let's dive in. Splash.
Splash, splash. Okay. Best friends, Claire and Haley, are enjoying their last few days of summer vacation together in their small beach town of Bay Ridge. Claire and Haley are played by Emma Roberts and JoJo, last name, Levesque?
Sure.
Joanna JoJo Levesque.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, JoJo is just known by JoJo to me.
Yeah, you know? She goes by just JoJo now, definitely.
I saw a free JoJo concert in like 2018.
Wow.
I know. Taja was the one who was like, hey, y'all want to go to this?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah. Right? But it was me and Taja and Michelle. And I want to say one of Michelle's friends. And it was in the campus at ISU. And she played the square. And it was a great time. I was like, wow.
I love that.
Okay.
Were there mermaids? JoJo.
Right? So she's still out and about doing stuff. So their little baby selves are awkward teens. Screaming over boys on a beach. One particular boy named Raymond. Did you cringe at this whole thing? Because this was the start for the cringe for me.
See, I cringed that because his name was Raymond. Definitely. Oh, but see, it was too relatable for me because they're like, we're not like other girls, you know, and like they're quirky and awkward, which can be cringe, but I just remember like, I don't know, it took me back to that time and being like super awkward with boys and having crushes on boys that were like too old and inappropriate for me to have a crush on. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I just thought it was really funny how they like interact with each other and like giggle and laugh and are dumb.
I think because I had the exact same feelings, but I think because my self-hatred meter runs so high, it turns into psychic trauma
for me. Psychic damage.
Like, oh. I'm like, oh no, I'm on the screen. Oh no, I'm on the screen.
Oh no, it's me.
But yeah, it was really cute. Unironically, it was very sweet. I liked them screaming about him in front of him.
Yes.
Like, they're maybe 10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
And he's can like, hear
you guys okay?
Y'all good? But he was such a nice guy.
He is actually genuinely like a nice boy.
I know, right? I was surprised at that.
Yeah.
So this is their last summer together before Haley moves to Australia due to her mother's job as a marine biologist, which every girl that I know kind of wanted to be a marine biologist growing up. I don't know why. It was me. It was me.
You're every girl.
me and every other girl. Haley prays to the ocean god for a miracle to make her mother change her mind about moving. Minutes later, a violent storm occurs. They're also really excited about this, like, end of summer party, where they dance and they're, like, gonna, dress up so pretty that Raymond notices them. They both have huge crushes on Raymond, the lifeguard.
Yeah. Also, they're in seventh grade. Is that what we decided? Yes. Or eighth grade?
Middle schoolers.
Yeah.
They're
middle
schoolers. Because they were like, oh, this is our last eighth grade. We're not going to be freshmen at the same place.
Yeah. And he's definitely like a junior in high school.
At least.
I think they mentioned that. It's weird. I mean, he doesn't like them, so it's not weird.
He's a senior.
Is he a senior?
He's a senior because he was talking about like, oh, my dad wants me to like go right to this fancy school, but I'm a free spirit and I want to travel for a year. I'm like, oh, he's rich. Okay.
Not relatable.
Yeah. It's like, I want to take a gap year. And Aquamarina's like, uh-huh, sure. Sure. ? And we also get to see... this was hilarious to me. We also get to see the main antagonist of the movie. I want to say Cecilia. Is that what her name was?
Yes.
Yeah, Cecilia. She's got... You know she's a bitch because she has two other girlfriends and they are all dressed the same.
Yeah, and they travel don't
in
speak.
That little formation.
No.
but she like flirts with Raymond and they make Haley and Claire make a comment that's like, oh, did her boobs get bigger over the summer? And then it cuts to her and she's very flat chested.
Very thin, very flat chested. I was just like, okay.
Rail thin, I would say.
Ah, yes. This was the start of my body dysmorphia.
Right? Oh my god. Everybody was so thin.
Yeah.
So the storm occurs. The next night, the girls sneak into the local pool. Well, they're just kind of helping clean up. Oh, wait, no. They do sneak in at night. Do you know? I don't remember why.
They're staying the night in the, like, boathouse thing. The pool house. Yeah. It's, like, their last hurrah sleepover.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's Haley's grandparents that own it.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, having a girls' night out in the shack, and then the storm comes.
That looked like so much fun.
Okay, it did.
We haven't had a sleepover in so long.
Yeah.
I think adult sleepovers should be a thing.
That's very important, I think, socially and spiritually.
To me.
To me.
Specifically. So adult sleepovers, that should be my birthday party. Just an adult sleepover.
Genius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pray to the mermaid gods to bring us a mermaid because that works.
Perfect. And just like Claire and Haley, we'll go down to the pool and boom, there's a mermaid. So the pool is like filled with a bunch of ocean debris. And she sees something glowing in the water, or I think Claire sees something glowing in the water. And then she gets like a flash of a tail and she falls in. Oh, this is right. So the first time they see her is in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and Raymond saves Claire from the water, and he's like, oh, I'm really concerned about my young friend
mm-hmm.
who can't swim, and she was traumatized by the water killing her parents.
Yeah, again, very similar to Splash.
Right?
Can't swim, dead parents, water, like...
Well, we do learn later she can swim. She's just horribly traumatized.
Oh, yeah. I guess she's just very scared of the water.
Once she gets over that.
Yeah.
Through friendship.
Yes.
She can swim okay.
Spoiler alert.
Right. So Raymond, like, saves her. And she's like, there's something in there. So they sneak down the next night. And Haley brings, a bunch of little anchovies and snacks to try and feed her. And she accidentally drops gummy worms in the water. And then Sarah Paxton, as Aquamarine, pops up. And she's like, sup, bitches?
Yeah, she, flashes their tail. Like, she's like, these gummy worms are good. You got any more?
Yeah, she's literally like, what up, girls? And they're like, what the fuck? What? She's really acting like, oh, yeah, no, this is no big deal. Humans know about mermaids, right? Duh. Yeah, very casual. I'm a mermaid. Duh. And I was like, is there no separation of ocean and land in this one?
Apparently not.
I guess not. But basically, Aquamarine was washed away in the storm because she's running away from her dad. Her dad's going to put her, her dad, who's the king of the ocean or god of the ocean. I don't know. It's not explained.
Poseidon? Really. Question?
Question mark Poseidon. Probably. Yeah. Probably.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she befriends the girls and explains that she ran away from home due to being forced into an arranged marriage. Apparently, mermaids don't believe that love exists. They don't think love is a real thing.
Like, all of them. Like, not just her right. dad. Like, the mermaid community, the mermaid species does not experience love, ever.
They're just cold fish. Which was a
bold plot choice.
Right. It's like, sure enough, I guess. Okay. We don't know anything about mermaid culture.
They literally have fingernails that turn colors to show their emotions, and they don't believe in love.
How would none of them have even accidentally fallen right. in love? Which makes me think they do. It's just her dad. He's like, no, I got to do this political marriage for political reasons. Right. And you're really throwing a wrench in this.
Is that it?
Love Maybe. Isn't real, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So Aquamarine, who's able to change from having a tail to having legs, she has to be completely dry, and it has to be daytime for her to have legs. But she, has legs. They're best friends now. She's like, I got to find a man to fall in love with me. That guy's hot. Let me try him. Done. So she just walks up to him.
It's Raymond.
It's Raymond. She just walks up to Raymond, and the girls are like, oh, no, she's way too hot to talk to Raymond. she'll definitely steal our crush from us, who we have no romantic pull with at all.
No.
There's no stealing there.
They are children, and he's an older child, but still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But she walks up to him and basically is like, hey, do you love me? And he's like, no, I just met you. And she's like, wait, what? Look at me. And she goes back to the girls pretty disappointed. And they're like, yeah, that's not how love works. Even nah. we know that. And
doesn't he say
dumb.
That she's hot? He's like, I think yeah, you're hot, yeah, but...
He's like, oh, no, okay. I don't love you. You're hot. It's very, very funny.
Yes.
So Aquamarine is basically like, well, if you guys help me... you'll get a wish. If you help a mermaid, you get a wish. You know, that's like, if you order a Bloody Mary in Wisconsin, you're going to get a beer with it. Like, that's just yeah, how that works.
It's magic genie rules, I guess.
It's an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
But yeah, her father is so, Aquamarine's magical father, Poseidon, probably, calls her on her shell phone, and they have this tenuous agreement that she has 3 days to prove that true love exists. Otherwise, she has to go marry the guy of her father's choosing. And I can't stand all these jokes. I can't. Like, the shell phone. They make a lot of, really obvious puns. I don't know.
It's 2000s humor, definitely.
Oh, dude, that was hard.
That part was cringy for me. It's like that 2000s Disney Channel show humor that's like,
oh, yes.
Is it funny? Or like, it's, I don't know how to describe it, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
Right. It's the Disney humor that's like, well, this is formulated in a lab to be funny, right? Yes. And it's like y'all
AI
didn't test
generated
this on people.
To be funny.
Yes.
This is what a joke is. Ha 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 ha.
Basically. All right. So they read a lot of 17 magazine to study on how to make Raymond fall in love with her.
Yeah. And they've decided that this is a possible thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they study love out of the magazines. And they're like, well, I guess we just got to go for it. And they start going around and doing all those little Cosmo tricks, like go up to him, laugh, and then walk away.
Yes. Genius.
or like go up to him and compliment him and then walk away.
Yes, yes.
It's a lot of that.
And like the girls have decided to help Aquamarine for this wish because they decide their wish is going to be that Haley, wait, which one's the mom that's going away?
Haley's mom. She got a grant for her marine biology and she gets to go to Australia.
It's like her dream job. But their wish is that Haley's mom won't move to Australia so they can be together.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, but also relatable because we are distant sisters in this podcast. And if we had the chance to make a magic wish that we could live together with a mermaid, would I crush someone else's dreams to do it? Debatable.
Who can say? It depends on the terms of the wish, I think. Yeah. It's not a question that is completely out there.
Yeah.
So while they're doing their little tricks to make Raymond notice them, Cecilia keeps popping up and she's like, oh, this hot lady is actually, you know, going to ruin my chances with Raymond. So she's like trying to sass her way into making Aquamarine back down. They have some fun little, you know, kind of, do you remember this part where Cecilia drives up in her little pink princess car, which I loved, honestly. She drives up in her little convertible and she's like, you guys are lame. And Aquamarine's like, who gives a fuck? And Cecilia's like, I've never, what? And she's like, her car kind of explodes a little bit. Like, it makes a big noise and they can't drive for something after she gets sassed real good. That was very fun.
The power of sass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Raymond comes out and they... basically, they're going to go on a date or something. Aquamarine and Raymond bond at a local dance, but she's forced to leave since she transforms at sunset. Before departing, she kisses him and asks him to meet her. Oh, that's skipping way ahead. but that's fine. She asks him to meet her on the pier in the morning. Cecilia follows the girls to the water tower where Aquamarine has been staying because at night she has a tail, but she wants to stay on land. So they're like, well, let's put you in this water tower.
Yeah, which seems very unsafe to me and unsanitary.
Unsafe, unsanitary, not something we should do.
No.
So Cecilia follows and finds out the hiding spot, and she kind of figures out, I think she goes up there, and she finds out that Aquamarine is a mermaid, and she's like, well, this does it. You're a freak. And she's not magically charmed by a mermaid.
No, she just wanted, I don't know, she just wanted to, like, figure out if she was just weird, I guess. And so she went up there, and she's like, oh, you're actually a fish person. You're weird.
At which... I think is the correct response.
I guess. But her actions afterwards are not.
No, that's correct. I think her being freaked out is appropriate.
Yeah.
But like her trying to trap her up there is not. So Cecilia goes down from the water tower. She kind of accidentally and then purposefully knocks away the ladder, keeping Aquamarine trapped in the water tower until morning. She then snitches to her local meteorologist father.
Yup.
Which is very interesting.
That's a choice.
I liked, right? I mean, that's how she has her money and sway. He's on TV.
Yeah.
My dad's on TV. So she tries to get everybody to, like, snitch, and it doesn't really work. Aquamarine is gone, and I'm not sure why. They find the pool floaty, but they don't find her.
Yeah, because the guy that works for Haley's, why can't I remember the difference
between
them? Yeah. The grandparents. Yeah, the guy that he's like framed as being like creepy and is trying to murder them, but he's actually just a nice guy. He somehow figured out where she was because he found her magic necklace in the pool. And he was like, oh, well, she's a mermaid. She must be in the water tower, I guess. I have no answers for you. But he rescues her.
He does. He does rescue her, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
He's like the maintenance man around the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
In the pool house. Yeah. So he helps her. He gives her her necklace back. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you've been so nice to me. Like, thanks so much. And he's like, you know, you're the first person to be nice to me this summer. Thank you. And then he notices the laundry lady walking around the corner. And he, like, sighs in love. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you should tell her how you feel. Because I'm a mermaid. And I know about love now.
Yeah, but, like, she also kind of insinuated that he, like, got a wish for helping her. So I was under the impression that he magically wished that woman to fall in love with him.
That is so sinister.
Which is way worse.
Here's the thing. I don't think that would be the wish in the Disney movie, you know?
I mean, that's kind of what was heavily implied, though.
Yeah. Maybe the wish was just that they had matching outfits.
Maybe. That could be it. A dream comes true.
That is so sinister.
Yeah, it's not great.
So Aquamarine is able to go meet up with Raymond. She asks Raymond if he loves her. Raymond admits that he likes her, but hasn't fallen in love with her yet because they've only been on one date and he wants to get there slowly. Aquamarine is all of us in this moment.
Yes.
She's heartbroken. You're like, what? You didn't immediately want to, like, fall on a sword for me?
What?
I'm shocked, truly. a storm starts. Because she's, Cecilia is following her still because she's pissed off her ploy didn't work. They're having their conversation on the pier. Cecilia interrupts and pushes her back into the ocean. And she's like, look, Raymond, she's a fish. And Raymond is like, oh, shit, do you need help? Like, you want me to pull you back up? And she's like, he chose a fish over me?
God.
Like, okay. Maybe if you turn into a bird, you'd be more interesting. I don't know.
I don't think about it. Her character didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Nah, she was just like the Disney version of a bitch.
Yeah, like she exists to be a problem and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the tides are pulling Aquamarine back to where her father is in the ocean. And then he summons a giant storm to drag her back further. Raymond is shocked, but still a nice guy, and he goes to get his rescue board to save her. And Claire and Haley are like, oh no, we gotta go help her, because that's our friend now. And they jump into the water. Aquamarine is, like, clinging onto a buoy. Haley and Claire are like, hey, maybe you could use the wish, you know, to, like, save yourself. And she's like, well, you guys didn't succeed. Y'all didn't succeed in helping me. There is no wish. And she's all like, why are you doing this for me? I know. I loved that. I was like, yeah, that's right, children. You didn't succeed. You gotta know. So Aquamarine is like, why are you doing this? And they're like, well, you're our friend and we love you. And she's like, wait a minute. And then she cries a mermaid tear that falls into the ocean. And
she infects the ocean with love.
Yep, that's because the real true love was the friendship.
The friendship we found along the way.
Which seems to be the case in a lot of mermaid material. It's not really about mermaids, it's mostly about friendship.
Yeah, maybe that's why we like it so much.
You know, I'm not mad, but I do like knowing more about mermaids.
Yes.
So since they succeeded and her dad is convinced that girls do receive their wish, but they decide not to use it to keep Haley from moving away because her mom worked so hard. Instead, they save the wish and say goodbye to Aquamarine, who promises to visit. Raymond paddles out on his little board and he asks her to visit him, and they kiss again. Back on shore, Raymond thanks the girls for their bravery and introducing him to Aquamarine, which, like, if I'm Raymond, hell yeah. I have a magical girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Would you get a wish every time you, like, helped her do the dishes or something?
I don't know. If it's, like, a one wish per person thing. Because if it's, like, infinite, that seems a little overboard. But
it's broken.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some wish accountant somewhere. Like, you only get this many.
They keep count.
The wish IRS come to visit.
Yes. That's why they don't have love. After she abuses her power.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh. Haley and Claire tell each other they're going to miss one another, but they're best friends, and then they part ways. Their wish is to, like, fly to Australia, I think. So they're like, oh, we'll just save it for next summer, and I'll wish to fly to Australia and meet and visit. And I was like, wow, what a nice thing.
I mean, they just wish to first on plane tickets, I guess.
I suppose.
Seems like a wildly underuse of a magical wish from a mermaid.
I agree.
But
I agree. You'd wish to stop world hunger, I think.
Yeah, or an infinite bank account, but... one of those things.
Some things that the recap does not mention are the little starfish that she give, the aquamarine gives to the girls before they depart. She, while they're getting ready for that big dance, she goes out to this buoy, or she has Haley go out to the buoy riding dolphins, which is great, honestly.
That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
My dream.
Mm-hmm. We should do that. That's like doable. That's a okay. Vacation.
Yeah, that's a doable mermaid activity.
Oh my god, that's like the season finale. We go swim with dolphins.
Yes.
We record. It's just audio.
It's just splashing sounds.
So she puts a little starfish on her ears and they like whisper compliments to her. And a fun fact is the little voices that the starfish are, it's Sarah Paxton, Emma Roberts, and JoJo all together and like high-pitched. Oh, yeah, it's
that's
very
pretty cute.
But she gives those starfish to Haley and Claire as her parting gift, and they whisper like, hey, you're actually brave, and like, you glow from the inside.
Yeah, they
you're
get
not
high.
A hot babe. Right? It's like, it's whatever platitudes they could think of.
Yeah.
Oh boy, what a choice. But yeah, that's the movie, mostly.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are so many, wow, this was made in like 2005, 2006 moments.
Yeah, it's quite dated, for sure.
It's a time capsule.
Absolutely.
like the sparkly scarf.
Which
she
one?
Had. Cecilia?
Oh, Cecilia, the one that's, yes.
It had the actual sequins.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, and their trip to the mall to get dresses.
Oh, yes, a shopping montage.
That was wild to me.
Iconic.
Honestly.
I like that they go to, like, a vintage store, and they're like, oh, these dresses are old and ugly. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's my dream. Vintage clothing, it's the best.
Well, I think this was before it was, like, cool to thrift.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So aquamarine is like, oh, let's go to this thrift store, they have like unique stuff that nobody else has. And the girls are like, that's not what we're about.
Yeah, they're still learning how to be weird and like not fit in because they're not like other girls.
Yep, they all put blue streaks in their hair.
Yes,
just like aquamarine.
Right, I do like her blue streak mermaid hair.
You know, it's really cute.
Yeah.
I liked her hair unironically. After watching the movie, I was like, I should get a weave.
Oh, girl, same.
Yeah. And they also get the same haircut with the bangs.
Oh, yes. The strong side bang.
Yep. They all got a strong side bang.
I still find myself trying to escape the strong side bang.
It's hard.
I can't. It's very hard. I can't leave it behind. I have a big forehead, you know, okay?
It's fine. Oh, you just have to think you look good.
Right. I'm not like the other girls. I'm a cool girl.
This is me.
This is me. Look out, because here I come.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. There's a video of that song like being performed live for the producers.
I saw that.
You saw that? Oh my god, did you cry? Because
yes.
I was like,
they're all weeping.
Ah, it was god so say. Good. Actually, that reminds me, I need to send that to my coworker.
Shout out to Audrey's coworker.
Right. So, wow, what a movie. A lot of the time, Michael, so whenever we watch, well, for the last two times when we've watched mermaid movies, we turn our little LED lights in the living room blue because it's mermaid time.
Right.
So for this movie, Michael and I were sitting on the couch in the blue light, and I would just every so often, like, scrunch my shoulders really, really hard, and then I'd have to, like, smack him because it was it was very painful. There's a lot of psychic damage to me in this movie.
Yes.
But I think it was fun. Overall, I had a fun time.
I like it still. Mm-hmm. There are problems, but I still like it.
For our ratings. All right. So if we're going to do like a film rating overall out of 5 stars, I would probably give this a 2. A solid 2.
I'm going to go.
It was a movie that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, my,
if I had less self-hatred, yeah,
my nostalgia brain wants to give it like a 3, but I feel like it's really more like a 2.5 maybe for me.
That's fine. Nostalgia brain is valid. It can be a 3.
Yeah.
Because like talking with, if we watched it together, I think it would be a 3 for me, but because it was alone, with just me and my self-hatred. It's a 2.
Yeah.
And then we want to rate this for mermaid scales.
Yes, our mermaid scale.
She's not a mermaid a lot of the time in this one.
Not a lot.
She's always like a mermaid because she's not in like our culture. Like she, you know, it's like she's always acting like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like it was pretty good. It wasn't terrible. I'd probably give it like out of 10, probably give it a 6, like a 6 out of 10 for mermaidness.
I was also thinking a 6 because I feel like compared to Splash, I feel like there are a few more mermaid tale scenes. Mm-hmm. And I personally like this tale better because it like the end of it is like an actual like kind of see-through fin. And it has a lot of movement. It like, I don't know if it was like animated in any like physically like animatronic animated, but there were points when she was like flicking it almost like a cat tail kind of back and forth. Like a lot of, it was very alive to me and I liked that.
It did look like a practical effect, which I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked that her nails kept changing colors.
Cute.
That was great. And I liked that the little starfish were on her ears. That was fun. And her hair, like, would grow? Question mark?
Did it? I didn't notice.
It got really long in one scene, and then it was back to normal in another. And I was like, did they just need to change out the weave?
Probably.
I think they just had to, they had to shoot something on a different day, I think.
Yeah.
But her hair was really mermaidy, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Iconic mermaid hair. And can we talk about the, I feel like, throwbacks to Splash. Like, her hair seemed very, it wasn't quite crimped, was it? It was usually straight.
It was usually straight because that was the style. And she, for the dance party, she had it really, really waved. Like, it was a tight wave.
Yeah. So we did have
which
that.
Which was very cute. And her dress in during the dance party was that orangey color of the Splash Mermaid's tail.
I don't know if I would call it orange. I thought it was more of like a, it was almost like kind of like a neutrally peach color, which was I thought was an odd choice.
Because her name's Aquamarine.
Right. Like, oh, she's a blue, beautiful mermaid. Let's put her in a nude color.
I don't know. It to me, it seemed like a similar color to the Splash tail. And I was like, oh, is that like a throwback? Because her hair is crimped at the same time.
True.
And she can't dance. I don't know. Was that a thing in Splash? Dancing?
I don't remember them dancing. They went ice skating.
They did.
See, I felt like the real homage was when Aquamarine first turns into a human and they give her that t-shirt and it's that same like aqua color that Madison wears. And I'm like, oh, that's, I'm a mermaid, but I'm a human now dress. It was like the same dress.
Yep. I love that the shirt that they gave her, it was like Haley's oversized t-shirt or whatever. She like, that was not Haley's t-shirt.
No, it became like not a t-shirt dress magically.
Oh man, like she threw a piece of cloth over in there and it completely changed when she stepped out.
Became a fitted dress.
Oh boy, that was so funny. I like that she kept tying it in different ways and was like, you know, I need something else for the party. And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, so she'd tie the sleeves around her neck or like wrap them around her boobs and it was a tank top, whatever.
Oh boy. What a choice. What a journey.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That's solid though. 2 film stars and 6 fish scales.
Yeah.
That was definitely a mermaid movie.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever read the book that it's based off of?
No.
It's based off of a book.
Oh my God.
It's called Aquamarine by Alice Hoffman. I've never read it either. So, I don't know.
Maybe we'll do a later episode about it.
Maybe. Maybe. If the book is better than the movie, I would say yes.
Good day.
But let me bring you some ocean facts. So we all know starfish, when a limb is cut off, they can regrow their limb. But did you know that they don't have no brain or blood? No brain, no blood.
None?
None.
What? They don't need it?
What do they got in there? I don't know. Seawater is pumped through their body as a replacement for blood, with the water delivering key nutrients to the starfish, allowing its organs to function properly. The use of water saves space where there is no need for complex blood system. And also, since seawater is highly abundant, they will never run out of it. Starfish may have no brain, but they're certainly not fools. Their nervous system is not, they don't need a brain, basically.
I like that was worded like, don't worry, they'll never run out of ocean water. Like, we thought for a moment they were going to suck up all the ocean.
Right?
Don't worry, there's plenty.
They also have eyes. Lacking a brain, blood, and even a central nervous system, it might come as a surprise to you that starfish have eyes. Just to further add to their unusual anatomy, their eyes are on the end of their arms. Whilst their eyes may not be able to see in fine detail like our eyes can, they are able to detect different shades of light, allowing them to navigate their surroundings.
Wow. What ingenuity.
Mm-hmm. They're freaks.
Freaky deaky.
Okay. Do you want another ocean fact?
Do I want another ocean fact? Of course I do.
We talked about this just a little bit before recording. The coelacanth is a long considered living fossil because scientists thought it was the sole remaining member of a taxon, otherwise only known as fossils. Only known from fossils, with no close relations alive. But they were rediscovered. Oh boy, this is not as easy to format as the other fun facts were. Oh boy.
Not as fun fact.
There we go. On December 23rd, 1938, the first Latimer specimen was found off the east coast of South Africa, off of the Chalumna River, now Tjolomka. Museum curator Marjorie Courtney Latimer discovered the fish. Ah! Wait. Is that actually a lady? It is.
Amazing.
A lady. Lady marine biologist.
Yay, on women theme. In STEM.
Museum curator Marjorie Courtney Latimer discovered the fish among the catch of local fishermen. I love that.
Yeah, she they contacted, were just... They were just like extinct. It. And then they were like, surprise, shorty!
Surprise! I exist! Back again.
Bring it back.
Oh boy. So next time we're gonna review the classic, the original Little Mermaid, 1984.
Part of your world, 1989 Disney. Beach.
Down where it's better. Wait. Down what it's better. Down where it's better. One of those.
I know that's
one of those. So yeah, we're gonna review Little Mermaid and then possibly a book.
We'll let you know.
For now, yeah. For now, I've been Audrey.
I'm Ashley.
And let's dive in together next time.
Time for us to go back to the ocean. Splash.